And a final word now from our political correspondent who's here at the Strand Hotel in Limerick, where Fine Gael are meeting for their think-in today. And Micheál, we've had this week of think-ins. They've now become standard before the Dáil resumes. Takeaways from the week?
Well, I suppose you can hear it there, and this is something that others have been asked about during the week as well, because while you do have the European and the local elections next year, is there a possibility of a general election at some point late in the year? Yes, there is. And Mary Lou MacDonald there saying that Sinn Féin will talk to everyone. We know that the Social Democrats said they'll talk to everyone. And also, of course, Fianna Fáil, yes, the language is different when it comes to that key question, and the differences between themselves and Sinn Féin highlighted. But nonetheless, there's no absolute no there either. So I think things are beginning to take shape, and certainly thoughts are turning to the formation of the next government. But there's quite a degree, lot on the agenda before all that, of course.
And of course, the first big item on the agenda is the upcoming budget. From the various hints, comments, remarks dropped this week, what have we learnt?
What we do see now is that real pressure on those households on tracker mortgages following yesterday's hike again in the interest rate at the ECB. And what the Taoiseach was saying to you earlier when he talked about that possibility perhaps of being looked at least of mortgage interest relief, but he said it would have to be targeted. I think that's going to be the question for today. What does that mean, and what are government beginning to think there? When it comes to the tax package, yes, it's going to be something that will put more money back in people's pockets, but what form will it take? We know the overall amount broadly in line with last year.
And the philosophy again, you know, spreading it around, you know, rather than, you know, going for, you know, targeted well, there will be targeted measures, but a big idea, for instance.
Yeah. All politicians are cautious on that because there is always the possibility of an election, so they will try and please as many people as possible. What's going to be significant and interesting to watch is how far will this government go in relation to child poverty, given that the Taoiseach has identified it as a key priority for him.
Northern Ireland, Taoiseach wasn't pulling his punches today, was he?
He wasn't, and he makes it clear too that there is a clock ticking in relation to this, and there will come a time that if the institutions aren't up and running, there will have to be discussions about alternative arrangements. He said alternative arrangements within the confines of the Good Friday Agreement. So you can see the pressure there, and even if the language wasn't perhaps quite as forthright today, there remains that issue and that charge from the other side that what has been said isn't helpful. So there doesn't seem to be any obvious remedy there.
And finally, RTE, it looks like a broadcasting charge on the way from the government. It will be opposed by Sinn Féin. No compulsory redundancies at RTE, but cuts certainly on the way.
Cuts on the way. Already we know that a voluntary redundancy scheme seems to be taking shape now, but the Taoiseach adamant earlier that that would have to reduce overall numbers, that they couldn't be replaced. But it does seem that compulsory redundancies are off the table. When it comes to a broadcasting charge, that does seem to have support within government. But interestingly, that the biggest opposition party, Mary Lou MacDonald, saying there that she would prefer and would err on the side of Exchequer funding. So there's a way to go on this.
All right, Micheál, that brings Morning Ireland to a close. But you, of course, will be reporting for RTE from Limerick here throughout the day. We'll be back with the headlines after this.